impacting life. From mindset to motivation and everything in between. Welcome to Unpacking Podcast, the lifestyle podcast.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to episode 6. I'm so excited once again. I've been busy for the past couple weeks working on my book. It's a crime thriller spy book called Iris. It is just wonderful. Everything that I imagined that it would be. So that should be out by end of April, beginning of May. I'll have the website and a link for everybody to go support and purchase. And it's just going to be so great. Next chapter in my life is just wonderful. Also, next week, I guest speak at PodFast Virtual Online. As a guest speaker, I have my own set, so I'm excited about that, to introduce new people to my podcast, so that should be great as well. So, without further ado, let's get started. Welcome to Unpacking Show. Our song of the day for episode 6 is called Double Up by Nipsey Hussle, and it perfectly captures the topic of our show for today, which is called Leveraging Your Life, Strategies to Maximize Your Potential. Now, the song Double Up by Nipsey Hussle is filled with many inspirational lyrics that encourage us to take control of our lives, persevere, and reach for success. He was also an amazing man inside and out from what I've seen. The song speaks to the idea that true success requires hard work and dedication. But it's also possible to make the most out of every moment and double up on your efforts to reach your goals. The song is a great reminder of the importance of taking initiative, setting goals, and pushing yourself outside of your comfort zone in order to realize your potential and leverage your life. In this episode, we'll be unpacking what it means to leverage your life and how this concept applies in various areas such as career, relationships, finance, and more. We'll also be discussing specific strategies that can help you make the most out of your life and reach your full potential. So stay tuned as we explore ways to leverage your life. Leveraging your life means to use your existing resources, skills, and experiences to create new value or opportunities for yourself. It involves taking the initiative to make connections and build networks, gain knowledge and developing new skills, and utilizing the resources available to you to reach a higher level of success. In short, it's about making the most out of what you have and turning it into something more. Leveraging your strengths in daily life involves actively recognizing and building on the skills, qualities, and attributes that make you unique. For example, if you are an experienced problem solver, you can use this to identify solutions to complex situations in both your personal and professional life. Additionally, leveraging your creativity by coming up with new ideas or innovative approaches to projects can help you stand out. Furthermore, focusing on developing core skills such as communication and leadership capabilities can help open doors for new opportunities. By utilizing these strategies and being mindful of how best to leverage your strengths in any situation, you will be able to maximize success in all aspects of daily life. Now, here's a few strategies for leveraging your strengths in daily life. Make a list of your skills, qualities, and attributes that you possess, and identify specific scenarios where they can be implemented. Analyze the opportunities available to you and determine how best to utilize your strengths to maximize success in any given situation. Work on developing core capabilities such as communication, problem solving, or leadership skills to open doors for new opportunities. Look for ways to use creativity and come up with innovative ideas or approaches. Set goals and take consistent action towards them while maintaining awareness of the skills, qualities, and attributes that make you unique. Also, you should identify opportunities to use your strengths to help you take advantage of any situation and achieve success. Some strategies for doing this include utilizing networking opportunities to identify new ones. Look for job postings that match your experience and qualifications. Speak with colleagues or mentors about potential openings. Research companies and industries that may be a good fit for your skill set. Check websites such as Indeed or LinkedIn to find openings that are relevant to you. Now, I always use Indeed. I find it as a great source for finding jobs. They have jobs all over the United States and it's new postings every day. So that's one of the good perks about Indeed. Also, keep an eye out for any upcoming workshops or seminars that could provide additional knowledge or insight. Now, leveraging your career means using the resources and contacts you have to advance your position in the workplace. It involves taking advantage of opportunities that may be available, such as networking with influential people or researching new trends in your field. It also means utilizing strategic tactics like designing a personal brand, perfecting your resume, or expanding your skill set to become more attractive to employers. Taking control of your career can help you gain an edge over the competition and expand your professional reach. When it comes to jobs with the most leverage, positions that involve sales or marketing are often very valuable. These roles require specialized knowledge and strong communication skills, but they can be highly lucrative. Self-employment also has great potential for leverage, as you can use your skills and resources to build upon your own business. Popular businesses and ideas include becoming a consultant in an area of expertise, starting your own blog or website, creating a digital product such as an ebook or an app, or launching an online store. Additionally, establishing relationships with influential people in your field and exploring investment opportunities can also prove beneficial in leveraging career success. Staying up to date on industry trends is essential for any professional and enables you to stay ahead of the competition, anticipate changes in the market, and make better decisions. Researching industry trends can involve reading prominent publications in the field to keep tabs on new developments and understanding how particular elements are shifting within a given sector. Keeping an eye on emerging technologies, assessing customer feedback and reviews, attending relevant conferences or seminars, and staying abreast of competitors' strategies can also be beneficial. Ultimately, this type of research allows you to make well-informed choices that are in line with current trends. Leveraging your strengths to generate income can be a great way to build wealth and financial freedom. Some of the best ways to do this include starting a side business that utilizes your unique skills or expertise, seeking freelance opportunities that allow you to work remotely and capitalize on your existing skill set, becoming an independent consultant and offering services such as coaching, consulting, or tutoring, utilizing passive income strategies such as investing in real estate, stocks, trading currencies, or cryptocurrency, creating digital products such as ebooks, podcasts, music, videos, or webinars to monetize your content. Now let's talk about passive income and a few strategies that are a great way to generate an additional stream of income. Here are some ideas for exploring passive income strategies. Now you can invest in dividend stocks or ETFs that offer regular returns, leverage affiliate programs to monetize your content, build an online store to sell physical products, invest in real estate using rental properties or crowdfunding platforms. Now let's talk about stocks. Now, it would be beneficial to research the stock trading, the currency and cryptocurrency trading for opportunities to capitalize on the market's movements. You can also purchase investments like bonds or certificates of deposits, which are CDs, that have predetermined rates of return. You can also invest in peer-to-peer lending platforms. You can build a blog and monetize through ads or affiliate links. Or you can create an app or a game and monetize it through in-app purchases or advertising revenue, such as when you create an app and someone goes to buy it, or you advertise on YouTube and things of that nature. Also, you can become a landlord and collect rent on rental properties. Now, let's switch gears a little bit. We're going to stay on the same topic, but a little on a different lane. While traditional passive income strategies can be effective, there are also some unconventional methods for earning passive income. Now, I like passive income. That's unconventional. I like traditional as well. Actually, I like both. But unconventional is more of a lane that not too many people get into initially. And unconventional usually becomes the fast forward innovative way of doing things after a while. So I'm going to give you a few ideas for some unconventional passive income ways to make money. Now, if you like to take photographs, you can sell your photographs online. If you like to type or you have good clerical and typing skills, you become a virtual assistant. You can participate in focus groups or surveys, build an audience on YouTube and monetize your videos with ads or sponsorships. You can rent out physical items or space such as cars, rooms, equipment, etc. You can sell digital products such as templates, artwork, music, etc. Now, if you're good at technology, you can develop software as a service, SaaS platforms. You can monetize your website through advertising revenue or subscriptions. Sell products through online marketplaces like eBay or Etsy. And I've seen people make $1,000 a month, $1 million a year. Some make a couple hundred dollars, depending on your niche and how you market it, however you choose to run your business. Now, this is a great, unique one because a lot of people need to, especially like the elderly community or just people who are busy. They don't have time to do certain things. You can create services that match people with tasks that they need completed, such as TaskRabbit. You can invest in crowdfunding platforms or other alternative investments. Invest in art or collectibles. You can leverage your skill set to offer freelancing services on platforms such as Fiverr or Upwork. You can become an Airbnb host and rent out a room in your home. Purchase domain names and resell them for a profit. We're talking about website domain names. You can buy into land lease agreements through fractional ownership properties. Develop and patent new products or inventions. You can sell advertising space on your property. You can buy and hold rare collectibles. You can create an online forum or community and charge in fees to become a member. You can start an e-commerce dropshipping business with low overhead costs. Also, you can participate in internet research studies for companies and universities, sell royalty rights for photographs or artwork. You can leverage the sharing economy by renting out your home or car on sites like Airbnb and Turo. You can create a personal concierge service. You can home stage and declutter different services. And those are all the different ways of making money for passive income. Now, let's dive deeper into a few more job opportunities that can leverage your life. Now, this one, I think, is a big one. Due to COVID and different things of that nature, you can consider becoming a biohazard trauma scene cleaner. Now, I'm going to give you a breakdown of what it entails and how to sign up and things of that nature, the certifications you need, and what kind of income you can expect for it. Now, generally, no formal education is required to become a biohazard crime scene cleaner. However, having a background in science or cleaning experience could be beneficial. You'll need to pass a criminal background check and have the appropriate licensing. You will also need various certifications, such as those from the EPA or OSHA, in order to work in certain environments. Now, to begin your career as a biohazard crime scene cleaner, you should contact local law enforcement agencies for possible vacancies. Biohazard crime scene cleaners typically charge per hour or per job. It is common for them to earn around $25 to $50 per hour, depending on the type of job they are doing and the location. Now, let's switch gears a little bit here. I'm going to give you some innovative ways and ideas to leverage the knowledge and experience that you already have to make it become more valuable. You can utilize technology to expand your reach and increase engagement with potential customers or partners if you have a self-employment business, such as social media, Google, things of that nature. You can network and build relationships within your industry to gain insight into new opportunities and resources. I always, and I say this all the time, networking will take you everywhere you need to be. In order to build a substantial career that you want to take places and elevate and grow with, sometimes everyone can't come with you. So networking to me is building relationships with people that you don't know. And I find that to be more beneficial because sometimes when people know you and they know your past and they know certain things about you, they prejudge you subconsciously and consciously. And sometimes you just don't need those barriers to create or block you. You just need to do what you got to do and figure it out along the way. And I would say by doing that is to network with people who can mentor you or give you advice. Now, you can also take advantage of freelance marketplaces to find new projects or source high value jobs. You can develop a specialty skill in order to offer value that others may not be able to easily duplicate or replicate. Now, for that, I would say like go on Udemy or different things, or maybe even community college. They have certificate programs or classes and courses you can take that can help leverage your skill set to take you further in life. You should learn investment strategies to increase the value of your assets by taking calculated risks. Now, in order to grow and be innovative and pivot with the change of times, you have to take risks. I know it's like some people are really, how can I put it? It really bothers them to take risks because they're comfortable. And I understand, I get it. But comfortability will only get you so far. So in order to break down those walls and those barriers, you have to take calculated risks. You know, you can't just be going out spending your money on, you know, blowing things. But I'm talking about calculated risks that, you know, you can invest in, or maybe a small business or learning a new trade or in the stock market, things of those nature. Once you did your research and just see how it goes, it could either go the right way or the wrong way, but you never know if you never try. You can also develop an online presence by creating content, social media accounts, and marketing campaigns that can help you establish yourself as an expert in your field or expertise. On this point, I always say, there's somebody with less skills and less value that's out there, and they're getting the value that you might have, and you might be more skilled or more of an expert in that field, but you're not taking that calculated risk and putting yourself out there. So that's going to keep you in a lane that you're not going to be able to get out of. And you can't get mad at the person because they have the confidence to do what nobody else probably would do in that field. So I would just say, just take the risk. Go on social media. Even if you start with 0 likes, 20 likes, 50 likes. Listen, if 50 people came up to you or congratulated you or complimented you in one day, you will be overwhelmed. So don't get discouraged or start getting in your ego and your pride. Oh, nobody's going to like. It's not what nobody likes. It's what you need to do for yourself to create and stay in your lane. And there's different ways to leverage that, which we'll explain for another episode. In order to get this mindset and get into this frame, we have to create a plan for achieving these goals. I would suggest create a timeline of the steps you need to take to reach the goal and break it down into smaller, achievable tasks. Because you don't want to overwhelm yourself. Assess what resources you need to complete each task and make sure you have access to them. Now, you want to set realistic deadlines for completing each step on the timeline. You know, because I understand people have lives, they have children, they have jobs, they have this, they have that. But you still want to set those timelines that will be achievable. You don't want to overwhelm yourself, but you don't want to put it on the back burner to where it never happens. Either. Identify any potential risks or challenges ahead of time so that you can prepare for them in advance. Develop strategies to help stay motivated even when tasks become challenging or tedious over time. This is a hard one. In order to get to those next levels of life, we have to challenge ourselves and beat those levels just to see what's going to happen. And once you challenge yourself and you get past those hurdles and those obstacles, you're going to be ready for more. Okay, I beat that level. Now it's time. What's next? And then you also want to be around people that's inspiring you to be competitive enough. And I'm talking about friendly competition, like somebody that might be a study buddy, somebody that calls you to check up on you, to keep you accountable. Or y'all can be doing the same thing at the same time and keeping each other accountable, which is a plus. Now, this, I would say, is the icing on the cake. And you have to do this. You can't just not acknowledge the process that you made in life. You have to celebrate. Celebrate small successes along the way and reward yourself for completing milestones. This will help build momentum and keep the process enjoyable.
Review progress periodically and adjust plans when necessary. Make sure that all deadlines are still being met effectively with good quality results coming out of it too. And lastly, once the goal is achieved, take time to reflect upon your journey so that you can continue improving as a person in life. So don't give up. Just keep going. Because once you come over those hurdles and those obstacles, that reward is so amazing. Now, let's touch a little bit on creativity and how to leverage that. I know a lot of people, they like to travel, go out to eat, do a lot of fun things, create different services, wrap products, whatever the case may be. I want to explore opportunities to monetize your platform. For me, one of my favorites is food. If you have a passion for food, you can leverage your knowledge and skills to monetize your platform. Here are some ways that you can turn your love of food into a profitable venture. You can offer services such as catering or recipe development for restaurants or private clients. You can also create content such as cookbooks, meal plans, and e-courses that people can purchase online. You can introduce advertising to your website or blog and partner with brands whose products align with your interests and promote them in exchange for compensation. Try becoming an influencer and use your platform to review products related to food and cooking or share recipes featuring those products. This is a great way to make money while doing something you love. You can make money by teaching classes on topics related to food, such as nutrition or home cooking techniques. You can also offer these classes online through video conferencing platforms like Zoom or Skype, or in person at community centers, schools, or other venues. Additionally, you can start an online subscription service where members receive access to exclusive recipes and discounts on culinary tools and supplies each month in exchange for a fee. It's important to remember that when it comes to monetizing your platform, it should be done in a way that is authentic and engaging for your audience, so they will continue to follow you and support your network. Now let's talk about leveraging your network and opportunities. This is the perfect example if you're self-employed, an upcoming entrepreneur, or you just want to start a job. You should utilize online networking tools such as LinkedIn and other social media platforms to reach out to potential connections. I love this one because you get to interact with people that you don't know that do the same thing as you, that might be in different positions, but it's still beneficial. Try attending events and conferences that provide an opportunity for meaningful interaction and exchange your business cards. I'm going to say this one more time. Exchange your business cards. Don't go to a conference or an event without a business card. You need those to make the connections because sometimes people forget and you want to leave a lasting impression, and having a business card is one of the best perks to have. And when you do all these things, make sure that you're clear about what you can bring to a relationship by promoting yourself in a positive manner. Be generous with providing assistance and advice when it is requested, as this tends to be remembered by people. Make sure to follow up with people after meeting them in order to keep the connection alive. By leveraging these strategies, you will be able to create valuable relationships within your industry that will help you foster professional growth. To leverage your life, it's important to use your time wisely. Prioritize the tasks and goals that will help you reach your full potential and make the most out of every moment. Create a daily schedule that includes breaks for rest and relaxation, as well as specific times for work, study, and recreation. Research effective strategies such as multitasking or batching tasks so you can double up on your efforts and get more done in less time. Finally, don't forget to track your progress to see how much forward momentum you're making each day. When it comes to leveraging and saving time around your home, outsourcing and delegating tasks can be very effective. To get started, prioritize the tasks you want to outsource, such as cooking meals, doing laundry, running errands, cleaning the house, and more. Then research options for outsourcing these tasks, such as online grocery delivery services, meal delivery kits, housekeeping services, or a virtual assistant. If possible, try to find ways to automate or delegate the tasks before turning to outside help. Finally, Compare prices and take the necessary steps to ensure you hire someone trustworthy if you decide to outsource a task. Doing so can help save time while still ensuring that your household is being taken care of properly. Automating tasks can be an effective way to save time around your home. Consider using voice-activated devices, smart plugs, and robotic vacuum cleaners to help with mundane tasks. You can also use automation tools for scheduling activities and reminders, such as setting timers on appliances, turning lights on and off, or creating a chore schedule for the family. Finally, look into automated payments and subscription services that can streamline billing and ordering processes so you don't have to remember to pay bills or reorder items manually each month. With these steps, you'll be able to save more time while still ensuring that household tasks are taken care of properly. Now, after accomplishing all these goals, it is very important to take time to reflect upon your successes. This will help you to identify areas of growth and improvement, while also reaffirming the effort that you have put into achieving the goal. Reflecting on successes can increase both your self-confidence and motivation for any future endeavors. Consider taking the time to journal, talk with friends or family, or share what you have accomplished in a larger setting, such as a community event. Doing this will not only help you recognize your own achievements, but also provide an opportunity for others to celebrate your success alongside you. Here are some ideas for celebrating your success. Treat yourself to a special treat or small reward that you have been looking forward to. Take a break and do something fun. Go out with your friends, explore a new place, or just sit home and relax with a movie. Give yourself a pat on the back by writing down your accomplishments and reflecting on what it took to get there. Acknowledge your success publicly on social media or in other forums, such as sharing it with friends and family or talking about it during an event or meeting. Make sure to take some time for self-care and commit to doing something that helps you re-energize and relax, such as yoga, meditation, spending time in nature, or visiting a spa. Also, you can host a celebration party where you can invite people over to celebrate with you. I want to thank you for listening to this week's of Unpacking Show. In today's episode, we explore ways to leverage your life and career in order to maximize your potential. I hope that these strategies we discuss will help empower you to make positive changes in your life. For more tips and insights, don't forget to follow us at unpackingpodcast.buzzsprout.com and visit my website, packinglife.net. See you next time.